Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, it was the first game of our sophomore basketball season, and we were in the locker room getting ready to play. And after Coach Z had given us a few minutes to get dressed and get ready, he came into the locker room, he gathered us up as a team, and he looked us straight in the eyes and he said, "Are you guys nervous?" Now, as a bunch of sophomore guys, we knew the answer was like, "Oh no, Coach, we're ready to rip the heads off of the other team." But fortunately, he was asking more of a rhetorical question for us at that moment. And he said, "You know, you should be just a little nervous. You should have that feeling in the pit of your stomach, because if you do, that means you know what's at stake. It means you know you're ready to compete." And he said, "And don't worry, because by the time we're ready to start playing the game, the nerves will be gone." And tell you what, Coach was right. We went through our warm-ups, we went through the starting lineups, the national anthem, and especially for those of us, myself included, who were about to go then have a seat on the bench because we weren't going to start, we were ready to go and the nerves were gone. Now, that feeling that I experienced then, and that many of us experience when we have that feeling in the pit of our stomachs that comes from nerves or anxiety, I think that's one of the feelings that we're having these days as we find our way forward in this time, in this journey that we're on right now. As we find our way forward at this time in Chicagoland where the COVID-19 pandemic is really kind of coming to an end in many ways, and COVID-19 is going to go from being a pandemic experience to an endemic disease and part of our lives, we're still experiencing some challenges in this time and still having some nerves and anxiety around all sorts of things. Now, I got to say, too, that I am mindful that the pandemic still is raging on in many places around the world, and so this is far from over for many people. But for us here in Chicagoland, we are moving forward at this time. But just because we're moving forward doesn't mean that it's going to be easy, and just because we're moving forward doesn't mean we know how it's going to go. Because in this time where we are regrouping, where we're regathering, where we're restarting, maybe you're returning to work in person, whatever it might be, there's a lot of challenges we're facing and a lot of nerves and anxiety. Now, many people might think to themselves that they are in a place where they're the only ones who are struggling, and they find themselves saying, "Well, I am the only one who's struggling right now, and it's got to be just me." Well, I'm here to tell you that it's not just you. There are many people who are struggling these days with all these kinds of things, and you're not the only one who's struggling at this time to understand what it means to move forward at this time. Because we're in an unprecedented moment, and we're finding our way forward, trying to figure this thing out all together, and that creates nerves, and that creates some anxiety. Now, in addition to this place being unknown and foreign to us, there's another reason I think we're facing so much anxiety and so much pressure and so much nervousness in our time. And it's because as we go forward, we're going to have to reckon with what we've done over the past few months, over the past 15 months or so. And we're going to have to look back, and we have to be honest with ourselves and be honest to say we've made some mistakes. And we have to reconcile these things as we go forward. And in particular, as we move forward, we have to look at our attitudes, our assumptions, and the assumptions we're making about others, and have to check those, because what we know is that we have made mistakes. We have to check these things as we go forward, so that as we come together again, we are the kind of people God wants us to be. Now, the fact of the matter is, what we're facing is the brokenness of our lives. What we're facing is the sin in our lives. And what's true is that just because we can feel this in a new way or see some of these things in a new sense, it doesn't mean it's new, really. It doesn't mean that it's new, really. Because the fact is, we are broken people. We are people that have sin, and we have to be honest about that. What's true is that many of us have gotten in touch with maybe our brokenness in a new way over the past 15 months or so. What's also true is that over the past 15 months, the brokenness of our world has been laid bare in ways that are unavoidably true to see for all people. But the fact is, we have to deal with these things. Now, to get our head around what this really looks like and what this means for us, we can look to what Paul wrote to his friends at the church in Rome. What Paul wrote to them, because they were struggling with some of these things too, was to remind them that all have sinned and come up short of what God wants for us. Now, that means for all of us, that means that this issue of sin and this issue of brokenness isn't something that just one of us are struggling with, but all of us are struggling with it. And so we have to find our way forward. Now, the good news is that God doesn't leave us alone to deal with these things. And in fact, actually, what God does for us is deal with the sin so that we don't have to deal with it. God gives us this embracing grace that's a costly grace that helps us move forward. And when we understand that God has dealt with our sin, we can move forward altogether. Now, that's the beautiful thing that God has done for us in Jesus, is that God has given to us the grace we need to move forward at all times, but especially in a time like this. Now, Paul was very clear on what this meant for people because he had a real clear understanding of what God had done through Jesus. And Paul also wrote to his friends at the church in Ephesus about this because they were struggling as well. It's a common theme to understand and struggle with these things. And what Paul wrote to them is so instructive about how to understand what God has done for us and how to move forward. What Paul wrote to his friends in Ephesus was this. He said, "We have been saved by grace through faith, and this is not of our own doing, but as a gift from God." What Paul was teaching them and reminding them is that God had given them this grace, this understanding of salvation, that God was going to bring them forward so that they didn't have to deal with the consequences of their sin, of their brokenness, but because by grace, God had given this to them. Now, when we talk about how do we understand what it means that God has given us grace to deal with these things, that we don't have to deal with the consequences, it means that God is not going to let us suffer because of the mistakes we make. God is not going to let us suffer now or in the life to come because of the consequences of what we have done. Now, sin is many things, but sin is definitely separation from God and separation from others. When we sin, we put distance between ourselves. When we sin, we put distance between ourselves and other people. And so bringing us closer to God and closer to one another, that's part of what God's grace does. And so instead of letting us stay in the cold, God brings us into the warmth of God's love. Instead of leaving us far away where we deserve to be, God brings us near. And God did this through Jesus Christ. Now, Paul puts it this way to his friends in Ephesus and for us as well. "For you who are far off have now been brought near by the blood of Christ." What God did for us with this embracing grace is he gave it to us in a costly fashion because what it cost God was Jesus. What cost God was the blood of Christ. Now, when Paul writes about this and gets us a clearer understanding of what this means, he uses this term, the blood of Christ. What Paul was actually saying here with the blood of Christ was not just about the blood of Jesus, but the totality of Jesus. Paul uses the blood of Christ here as a shorthand to help us understand that Paul is talking about the whole life, ministry, teaching, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And through all these things, that's how God brought us grace. That's how God took us who were far off and brought us near. And that's what God did through Jesus then, and that's what God is doing through Jesus now. The beautiful thing about what God has done through Jesus is that God was doing that then so that we could have grace now. And what Paul was saying there is that God paid the cost. God paid the cost for this embracing grace so we wouldn't have to. And that it was a costly price that God paid. Now, in every moment we have, but especially in a moment like this, we need to be reminded of the costly grace that God gives to us so that we don't make it cheap grace. We need to be reminded of this so that we can understand just how much God loves us and what God wants for us. And through this time that we have, this is what God is doing with us and for us. God is reminding us that God has given us this costly grace through the breaking of Jesus. God is reminding us that God has given us this costly grace through the life and the death of Jesus Christ. Through the breaking of his body and the shedding of his blood, we are given this grace that we need in every moment of our lives, but especially in complicated moments where we're nervous and anxious, where we don't know what's coming next. Because what helps us remember is that every moment we have has already been redeemed by God. And there's nothing about the past or the present or the future that is different in that regard, that God has already brought about redemption for us so that we can come together, embracing God, embracing one another, knowing that that's what God wants for us. Now, the reality of what God has done for us in Jesus is that God doesn't expect us to then pay God back for this. God has given this to us in a way where we can't earn it. It's a free gift from God. And God doesn't expect us to repay God for it, but God does have a hope for us because of this grace. God has a hope for us that we will do for others what God has done for us, that God has given us this costly grace for free, and God wants us to extend grace to others freely as well. What God wants for us is that just like God has embraced us, God wants us to embrace other people as well, so that they can know that they are loved. Just like we know that we are loved by God, God wants us to help others know that they are loved by God as well, and God wants us to show them that love. Now, when we gather together, whatever form that takes, we gather in a way that allows us to remember this. But this is also what happens when we have communion together, when we come to the communion table to break the bread and to drink the cup. We're reminded of just how costly and just how embracing God's grace is. When we eat that bread, we're reminded of Christ's body broken. When we drink that cup, we are reminded of his blood shed. But also, we're reminded of what God wants for us because of it. We're reminded that God calls us to the table so we can be reminded of the call to love others as God has loved us. So in a moment, you'll have an opportunity to celebrate communion, and we hope that you will. And as you do so, we hope that you'll be able to have a moment where you're reminded of just how much God loves you, and indeed how costly that grace is, but also to be reminded of the embracing grace that God has given to you, to be reminded that God has embraced you and will always embrace you, but also that God calls you to share that love with other people, to bring that embracing grace to all in your life. Now, the fact is that this is going to create some nervousness in us. This is going to create some anxiety in us. But you know what? That's okay. Because when you feel that nervousness, or when you feel that anxiety, you're not alone. Lots of people are going through it. But you know what? Remember, it also means you know what's at stake. Because this is what God wants for us. God wants us to move forward. And that's going to be more difficult in some days.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.